This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returns home concluding his four-day official visit to China. Prime Minister clarifies no loan agreements were signed during his visit. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudel pledges to further enable an investment-friendly environment by amending laws. Janakpur Bolts and Sudhir Pashim Royal secure victory in their respective matches in NPL. And Bahamas rejects Trump's proposal to take in deported third country migrants. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returned home yesterday, completing his four-day official visit to China. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, high officials of the Government of Nepal and chiefs of the security bodies welcomed the Prime Minister at the Tribhuvan International Airport. Prime Minister Oli left for China on December 2nd for an official visit at the cordial invitation of Chinese Premier Li Xiang. While in Beijing, Prime Minister Oli met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Likewise, the Prime Minister and his Chinese counterpart held a bilateral meeting where they exchanged views on various topics of bilateral interest. Nepal and China also signed various agreements during the visit. Meanwhile, upon his arrival, the Prime Minister addressed a press conference held at the VVIP lounge of Tribhuvan International Airport, clarifying that no loan agreements were signed during his visit. The Prime Minister added that Nepal would receive only grant assistance for the agreements reached during his visit. The head of the government also viewed that his official visit to China remained successful as it was centered on matters of mutual interest for both countries and strengthened the bilateral relations. The Prime Minister further said both sides discussed various projects under the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, and agreed to hold separate discussions on reach agreements on each project. Answering the questions, Prime Minister Oli said his official visit to India would be made at an appropriate date and necessary preparations were being made for the same. On a different note, the Prime Minister claimed that the current ruling coalition would last until the next general elections and the government would advance as per the agreements reached with the ruling Nepali Congress. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Vishnu Prasad Paudel has pledged to further enable an environment for investment even by amending the laws. Inaugurating the 9th Lumbini National Trade Fair in Bhairava yesterday, Finance Minister Paudel urged the business community not to despair because economic status was gradually improving. He argued that the incumbent government will address the issues of the economy, making it vibrant. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak says violence against women will not be tolerated. Receiving a memorandum yesterday handed by 26 local civil society organizations in the context of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, Home Minister Lekhak said the government is committed to ending all forms of violence against women. According to him, the ministry is preparing to table the integrated election bill in the upcoming session of the parliament. The bill is formulated to ensure proportional representation as per the spirit of the constitution. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung has directed the Nepal Telecommunications Authority NTA for the implementation of the Rural Telecommunications Development Fund RTDF. After an inspection visit to the Jammal-based office of the authority yesterday, Minister Gurung directed the officials and stakeholders to implement the Rural Telecommunications Development Fund at the earliest possible after coordinating with the service providers. Likewise, Minister Gurung said that collaboration was needed among the ministry's line agencies to materialize the Digital Nepal concept, adding that this was proposed to maintain good governance. Furthermore, Minister Gurung directed the officials for the completion of the expansion of the 4G service across the country by this fiscal year. Secretary at the Ministry Radhika Arial also stressed to effectively run the regulatory role of the NTA and asked the officials to complete the ongoing projects. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sarat Singh Bhandari said the government was effortful to bring people with disability to the public and private sector employment opportunities. in his address to the closing ceremony of the National Convention of Youth with Disabilities organized by the Blind Youth Association in Lalitpur, Minister Bhandari said that people with disability were part of the equitable society. Minister Bhandari said the government is committed to moving ahead to manage employment and skill development as well as promote the welfare of the youth and disabilities based on the policy recommendations of the convention. Various stakeholders, including federal parliamentarians, have expressed concerns over the low number of citizens using their right to information, RTI. In yesterday's meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives, Chief Information Commissioner of the National Information Commission, Mahendraman Gurung, said it was a challenge to reach out to RTI awareness at the citizens' level. In the discussion, the committee members stressed the need for the public bodies to be open, transparent and accountable and disseminate information to maintain good governance. The CPN Maoist Centre has concluded that the results the party secured in the local level by-elections were exciting and it was prepared a basis for the party to fight alone in the upcoming election. Party spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota said a meeting of the office bearers held in Lalitpur yesterday concluded that the results the party secured from the both points of view, the number of seats and popular votes, were exciting. Speaker Sapkota shared that the by-election has given them an additional basis for greater leftist unification and reconstitution of a communist party. Now, a sports news update. Janakpur Bolts secured their third consecutive win in the Nepal Premier League NPL in the first match held at the Kirtipur-based TU Cricket Ground. Janakpur Bolts defeated Pokhara Avengers by 7 wickets, successfully chasing down a target of 129 runs to win in 17.1 overs, losing 3 wickets along the way. Pokhara Avengers had posted a total of 138 runs in 20 overs by losing 7 wickets. Meanwhile, Sudhir Pashim Royals won the second match of the NPL against Kathmandu Gurkhas by 73 runs. Chasing down the 168-run target to win posted by the Sudhir Pashim Royals, the Kathmandu Gurkhas were all out for 94 runs in 15.5 overs. Karnali Yaks will take on Chitwan Rhinos and Lumini Lions will face Pokhara Avengers today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. The Bahamas says it has rejected a proposal from the transition team of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump to take in migrants from other countries who may be deported by the incoming administration. In a statement yesterday, the office of the Bahamian Prime Minister Philip Davis said the scheme to have the Bahamas accept deportation flights was reviewed and formed and rejected. Trump, who won last month's U.S. presidential election and will take office on January 28th, has promised to carry out the largest deportation operation in the country's history. The proposed effort has spurred condemnation from rights advocates and raised questions about the feasibility of removing millions of undocumented immigrants from the country. The Department of Homeland Security estimates 11 million unauthorized people lived in the U.S. as of 2022. It remains unclear whether any countries will agree to take in deported third country migrants and asylum seekers when Trump takes office again in January. Meanwhile, Trump continues to promote his hardline immigration policies, threatening last month to impose 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of westerly wind across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the Kosi and Gandaki province along with the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 5.7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 19.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returns home, concluding his four-day official visit to China. Prime Minister clarifies no loan agreements were signed during his visit. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil pledges to further enable an investment-friendly environment by amending laws. Janakpur Bolts and Sudhir Pashim Royals secured victory in their respective matches in NPL. And Bahamas rejects Trump's proposal to take in deported third-country migrants. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.